Our New Testament reading for today is from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 14, through chapter 13, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenues to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dwayne Schrader from Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Bethany, Oklahoma.
Today's message, entitled Done in Love, is based on the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 14 to 18. We have all heard that love is a verb. Love can be passive or active. Love can be spoken or shown. Love can be felt or forgotten. Love can be a complicated emotion or an excellent way of life. Today's scripture reading teaches a most excellent way to love your neighbor. But there is a problem that keeps us from living and loving as scripture, as God teaches. There's a problem called sin. And because we live in a world that encourages rather loudly independence of others and boasting about our accomplishments and seeking personal gain and not caring who is pushed out of the way so that me, myself, and I can have and be all that I can be in this world where we do not understand or know how to love. Do you love passively or actively? Is your spoken love received as well as your shown love? Have you not felt God's love? Have you forgotten how much God loves you? Loving selfishly and living only as the world dictates keeps a person from actively living and loving as God teaches. And once again, God teaches us how to love, saying, Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. When God is saying to live peaceably with all, He's not teaching us to just get along with one another, to overlook or tolerate whatever your neighbor does under the excuse of personal beliefs. He is teaching us to have the peace that surpasses our human understanding, to trust in the one who sees the big picture and knows what is best for us. Living peaceably is taking the time to be still and know that God is God, and to know by faith how much God loves us. Because He first loved us, we do not seek vengeance. We feed the hungry. We give drink to the thirsty. We love our neighbors in a way that says and shows that we are not better than anyone else. God's love enables us to love our neighbor in such a way that he or she wonders why we care, why we do what so many others don't. And why do we do what we do so well when we do it? A favorite hymn of mine is, Christ be my leader. And I love singing the second verse, which says, Christ be my teacher in age as in youth, drifting or doubting, for he is the truth. Grant me to trust him, though shifting as sand. Doubt cannot daunt me. In Jesus I stand. After Jesus' death and resurrection, he stood before his hiding and afraid and doubting disciples and said, Peace to you. After showing them his hands and feet and telling them that he had to suffer and die so that repentance and forgiveness would be proclaimed in his name, he said, You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. The promise of the Father was sent upon them for them to go and tell others about Christ's love shown and spoken and shared from the cross. I do love to sing, Christ be my leader, for Christ leads me as I am loved by him to actively love others by sharing the good news and by serving others in his name, in Christ's name, who showed us what true love is through his suffering and sacrifice on the cross. I pray this day for God's grace to continue to show us how to live and love in the gracious manner we've heard and seen through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our leader, and our Savior. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dwayne Schrader from Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Bethany, Oklahoma, for today's meditation on God's Word.